How everybody doing? Amen. Praise God. First, I just want to open up a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to stand before you and stand before my brothers and my sisters tonight. Not that I've been so good, but only by your grace that I have this opportunity. So I thank you, Father, and I ask that your Holy Spirit speak. Speak through me and touch each and every man, woman that's here tonight, that they may be able to receive a word that may help them in a time of need. So as I decrease, I ask that you increase in my life and all of our lives. So I thank you, Lord, and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God. Amen. And I thank everybody, you and you, for being here tonight and allowing me to speak here. My title tonight is, and I just want you to think about this here. I don't care what category it might be in, but are you content? Are you content? Okay. We've all been in some kind of circumstances in our life that we've acted upon the best way that we knew how. Nine times out of ten, when circumstances and situations and problems came up in our lives, it turned out wrong when we tried to rely upon our own understanding. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and do this like this here. Or I'm going to try it this way. Or I'm going to do it like this. Or act like that. And nine times out of ten, it always turns out wrong. And I can say these things because I'm talking about me first. Before any of y'all think that I'm talking about you, I'm talking about me. And I have to talk about me because it's what I've went through. I don't know what you went through, but I know there's nothing new up under the sun. That whatever I went through and have been through, you probably have been there and overcame it. Some of you may have not. But nine times out of ten, when we lean up on our own understanding, it doesn't turn out right. So as a custom, we get to thinking, man, I'm going to go on and handle this like this here. And then we sit back, we contemplate, and we sit here thinking about, what type of cure, what we going to do to make this thing turn out right. Our best thinking. When you're in trouble, you're trying to do your best thinking. You want to do the best you can, right? And but when we lie upon our own understanding, it just doesn't go the way we want it to go. It doesn't turn out the way we expect it to turn out. Now, we say that we are children of God. We are a child of God. We, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we trust in him. We believe him. Amen.
Amen.
But why will we lean upon our own understanding when situations come up, when problems come up in our life? The secret of contentment doesn't lie in the power to change the situations, the circumstances. It lies in the power of your thinking, to change your thinking. When you learn to be content in Christ Jesus, it helps you to think and listen and understand the best route to go. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So, outside of Jesus, there's no stability. When we lean upon our own understanding, man, we don't know whether we're coming or whether we're going, whether we're making the right decision, whether it's up or down, in, out, on, off, right or wrong. It's no stability. We don't know. We don't know what's going on because we're not trusting in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So therefore, there's no contentment. I have a few verses that I'm going to read. I'm going to have read by a few brothers. And this first scripture I want read to be out of James chapter 1 and verse 8.
James chapter 1, verse 8. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world.
James chapter 1, verse 8. Okay.
It's all right.
Okay, it's different reading. That's not a King James.
Oh,
okay.
See, you
was what? Okay, but that's all right. Because in the King James it says a double-minded man.
Okay.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Read it, because it ain't me.
A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
So you see, that's not me. That's the Bible telling us that. When a double-minded means that you're saying Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and you trust in him, you believe in him, you give your life to him, you trust him. But when problems and situations happen in our lives, we're trying to solve this problem ourselves. That sounds like a double-minded thing. And it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. Okay. We need to find some kind of purpose, some kind of goal, some kind of aim to be able to meet these situations, these circumstances head on. You know, a lot of people, when they start falling into diverse temptations and troubles and problems in their life circumstances, they go drinking. They want to get their head right so they don't have to face that situation. They don't want to attack it head on. Some go off into drugs, whatever else the person might do to try to resolve that situation. But how many of you know that once that thing come up off of you, it's still right there. It's still right there. It ain't going to go nowhere. That's the way the enemy is. It says in Ephesians, the armor of God, said once you got that shield and whole armor on, you stop Satan and his tactics. It stops right there. He ain't going to go nowhere. He's going to stay right there. But we got to learn how to fight. We got to learn how to meet these situations and these problems head on. Don't run from it. I got tired of being chased. He's been chasing me all my life. I'm tired of running from him. So I got to learn how to meet him head on in situations and difficulties and problems and circumstances that comes up in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Loving the Lord Jesus with all your heart, mind, soul is enough to help you with situations in your life and to help you learn to be content. Jesus said that if you're hurting inside, read my word. He said if you're confused, understand my word. He said if you need to be touched, however, still read his word. How many of you been feeling bad before and you're down and out and you go read the word of God or somebody read it to you, you'd be like, man, I feel good. Wow, that's all right. Thank you, brother. It's going to teach you to learn how to be content. This is a purpose and a goal and an aim that we have to focus on so that we can learn to be content. Because if problems have not happened in your life, trust me, he's going to be knocking on your door. Satan, the enemy, is going to knock on your door. If you haven't been, I thank you that you're a blessed man and he haven't knocked on your door. But if he has, you know what it's like and he's still going to keep on. So we all have to learn to be content. My next scripture is going to be in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Paul was very content. Paul was very content in his situations. He knew what to do when problems came up, when difficulties happened, when things came against him. He went straight to the word of God.
Amen.
He spoke the word. He read it. He taught it. He tried to convince people. That was his purpose. That was his goal. His aim was the word of God. And in all situations, this is how he reacted. So let's read that scripture. Philippians 4, verse 11.
King James Version. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content.
Read it again.
Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned.
He don't want nothing.
In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content.
Paul was whipped. He was shipwrecked. They tried to kill him before his time. He'd been through all kind of problems and difficulties and ups and downs and ins and out. But he still said that he learned to be content. Whatever it was that came up on Paul at that particular time, he learned to be content.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Other than that, he couldn't have. Everything that happened to me in my life, you know, I wasn't content. I was complaining and crying and everything, but Paul had learned to be content. Amen. Amen. The things that we, the things that I have, I got to be thankful for it. The little bitty clothes that I might have, the little bitty toys that I might have in the house. I don't have much I can say I got, but I'm happy with it. I'm thankful for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The things that I don't have, I'm thankful for it. You can't miss nothing you ain't never had.
Amen.
So I'm content. I'm in content in that area.
Amen.
Amen. The eatings. I love eating. Thanksgiving coming up. I know everybody cooking. I might be at y'all house, you know. Every Monday, I'm content with food. I can come here and eat. If I don't have a meal none the rest of the week, I know next Monday I can come and get a meal.
Come on.
I'm content. Amen. Clothes. Exercising contentment. These little bitty things that you have to learn how to be content in. If you don't have a car, you got to walk to the bus. Be content. Be content. If you don't have a job, you might meet this brother and if something goes on. He might say, here you go, man. Thank you. Here go a couple of dollars. Here go $20. Here go $50. Exercising the contentment, being content with whatever you have and also what you don't have. Amen. Have fun in the things that you do have. Enjoy it. I like to use children as an example. You get this child and you give him a gift, a Christmas gift. It's wrapped up. Oh, man, thank you. He opened it up. And now he goes, oh, yeah. You know, he's happy. Wow, he's playing with it. A couple of days pass. He set it down. And next thing you know, the toy don't mean nothing. That toy just sitting there. He done lost being content with what he have. And we've all been there.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
We've all been there. So we got to learn how to have fun in the things that we do have. And in all situations, make the best of it.
Amen.
The situation might not be good. All the time I spent in prison, it wasn't good. I mean, I wasn't happy, but I was content. I didn't let it wear me down. I stayed in the Word of God. I've done Bible correspondences courses and was getting certificates every day. I'm sending out these correspondences courses. I was learning to be content. Didn't know it, but I was leaning on the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
It helped me to be in the position that I'm in today now. Because as a grown man that I am, you know, like I said, I don't have much. I don't have much at all. If you ask me what I got, I'm pulling out of my pocket. You'd be surprised, too, because there's nothing there. But I'm still content. I am content.
Amen.
I am content. Amen. I got to make the best of it. Whatever you're going through, whatever happens in your life, things are going to happen. Just learn to be content. We have to exercise that. We have to. The secret of contentment does not lies in the power to change the circumstances, but in the power of changing your thinking.
Yeah.
I want to do an example real quick. Come here, y'all two brothers. Hey, Toby, come here, Toby. I want y'all to stand back there for a minute. Come here, brother. Come over here, Toby.
Oh, I get to stand over
here. Yeah. Toby, you a man of God.
Yeah.
You love the Lord. You love people.
Except
that one right there, okay. you go to church, you pay your tithes, you feed the poor, you do everything you can. You know, this is the type of man that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we get ready to go through, I need you to respond to this here just as if it was a real, actual life. We're not trying to make no movie or nothing.
Okay.
I just want you to be real at how you act according to what's getting ready to happen, okay? Look, y'all police officers. And y'all coming to arrest him for breaking in the house and stealing a car, okay? I'm the judge, okay? Y'all get ready to handcuff him and take him to jail. Come on, bros.
Do I need to get out of the way?
No.
I guess walk. Assume the position.
Check him out.
hands behind his back.
He's got something.
You want to say nothing?
It's
a shoe. Here, watch your head.
Okay, let him know what he's been accused of. For.
Sir, you've been arrested for breaking into houses. You'll have your day in court.
You'll have your day.
You are a man of God, Toby. You didn't do that.
I was praying as soon as they grabbed me.
Toby ain't acting right. You are a man of God. You go to church. You pay tithes. You do all these things. These are false accusations against you.
Yeah, but they're the police officers. I'll have to explain that to the judge.
Okay. 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 Come here now. Come here. Come here. I'm the judge. I'm the judge. I'm the judge. Y'all too. Y'all can have a seat. Thank you. Thank you. Your name is Toby?
Yep.
You a man of God?
Yeah.
Love the Lord and you go to church. Well, you've been accused of, you've been arrested for stealing a car.
Oh, my bad.
You've been arrested for stealing a car and breaking into a home.
I didn't do it. Ask Donnie. I was with him.
You didn't do it. How would Donnie know? Why is they accusing you of this? Why you must have done this. You broke in the car and stole the house. Stole the house and broke in the car.
Probably should have picked somebody better.
That's all right, you working out.
I probably did it.
Toby ain't gonna act right. Toby ain't gonna act right. Okay. So you did you break in this house? Did you steal these cars?
No, I did not.
You did not?
No, God is my witness, I did not.
You didn't do it?
I did not do
it. Okay, you're still going to jail.
That's okay.
Huh?
That's okay.
Okay, that's okay too. Come on. I got. Thank you, thank you. All right. Okay, Toby ain't that close. I should have got somebody else like Toby. Yeah. Toby didn't respond. Right. How about? Okay. I did that for a reason, to show y'all this new this scripture that I'm going to read, the example. You know, me, myself, that was me. Hey, come here, get up and start. Man, what y'all doing, man? Whoa, whoa, what's up, man? What y'all handcuffing me for? Man, I ain't did nothing, man. What's wrong with y'all? Right? That's a normal response. So now here it is. I'm standing in front of the judge. Yeah, you've been locked up for stealing a car and breaking in houses. Man, I ain't did nothing, man. What you talking about, man? I ain't did that, man. That's a normal reaction.
Yeah.
I ain't did nothing, man. What you got me confused with somebody else. I didn't do it. I didn't do it, man. No. You're still going to jail. All right. My next scripture, Mark. Mark.
Mark.
Mark. Chapter 15. One through five.
And straightway in the morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answering said unto him, "Thou sayest it."
Mm-hmm.
And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Art thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee." But Jesus answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled.
They got together and falsely accused Jesus. And when Pilate asked him, said, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He said, "Yes, that's who I am." Remember, I asked Toby, I said, "You a man of God?" "Yes, I am." "All these accusations against you, you know, you ain't got nothing to say about it? Man, we'd have been crying, complaining. Man, Jesus didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. I have to learn this type of contentment. They falsely accused him, and he didn't say a word. I mean, here it is, we, as a natural instincts, when something like that happened, man, we get to complaining. Excuses, oh, with him, we get to making excuses, we get to lying, oh man, I was at home with my girl in the bed, and no, I did it, but I'm lying, crying. Man, oh, man, fake tears. Man, I didn't do it, man. I didn't do it. Ain't going to do no good. I still went to prison. Still went to prison. Out of all we try to do, all the complaining and carrying on, it's a natural thing. But Jesus didn't say a word. He was content. He was content in who he were. We have to learn this thing. We have to get this thing, because it's always going to be problems attacking us in our lives. Amen? There's always going to be challenges and situations in our life, but we must learn to fight the good fight of faith in Jesus Christ, your Lord and personal Savior. I had to learn this thing. I had to learn it. I learned it the hard way. Long years in prison at a young age, 18 years old, coming up in prisons. Nothing. I wish I could have been slapped like God slapped Paul, Saul, when he was on the road to Damascus and blinded him for 3 days. And when them scales came off his eyes, he was ready to go take care of the Lord's business. I wish it could have happened like that for me. But my day's been slow climbing, struggling, not knowing. Thought I was right, but I was wrong. Thought I was doing the right thing, but it wasn't. I had to learn to be content in the Word of God to make it to the position I'm in today now. There's a statement I always make. I'm not the man that I used to be, but I know I'm not the man that I should be. But if I keep my eyes on Jesus, I'll be the man of God that he want me to be. So I have to learn to be content. And it's the only way to be content is getting the Word of God inside you, learning scriptures, talking to other people, loving one another, doing the things as the Word of God says. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbors as yourself. And then all the rest of the Ten Commandments will fall right in place. It helps us to be content. My next scripture, Genesis 37, 23, and 24.
And it came to pass, when Joseph was coming to his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat, his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it.
Now here it is, for those of you who don't know the story about Joseph. Joseph had 11 brothers. He was the youngest, and God gave him a vision. God gives us all a vision, put something on our mind. He gave him a vision, a dream, that how stalks grew up over other stalks, and he related it to his dad and his brothers. And they say, wait a minute, what you telling us, that you're going to be better than us? We're going to bow down to you? That's all Joseph knew. He had that dream. But as it went on, the brothers didn't like him. He's an old dreamer. He think he's going to be better than us. So when they seen him coming, read it one more time, Brother Al. When they seen him coming,
when Joseph was coming to his brother,
the dad sent them to go feed him because they was fighting. Read.
They stripped Joseph out of his coat.
When they seen him coming, they stripped him out of his coat.
His coat of many colors that was on him.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him and cast him into a pit.
Mm-hmm.
And the pit was empty. There was no water in it.
How would you respond? Here you is, your brothers, 11 of them. Here you coming to feed them. Your dad sent you to feed them. And here you come to feed them. And when they see you coming, they plotting to do harm to you. Strip him of his coat. Come here, give me this. Man, what y'all doing, man? Get off of my coat. Here go the crying and the complaining. Man, what y'all doing? Get off my... Come here, throw him in the pit. Hey, what y'all doing? Let me out of here. Quit. I'm going to tell daddy. Why? And don't that sound like something I'm going to tell daddy. Look how they treat me. It said the pit was without water. It wasn't no good situation for him to be in. But Joseph didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. He didn't say a word. How many of us will respond in the way that Toby was supposed to? How Jesus responded? How Joseph responded? How many of us would have responded like that? I know I wouldn't have. Man, I've been talking crazy to my brothers. Man, I'm gonna try to kick your butt. Wait till I get out of here. Quit playing, y'all. Let me out of this hole, man. It didn't do no good. It wouldn't have done no good. Because contentment doesn't lie in the power to change the circumstances, but the power of changing your thinking. Next scripture, Genesis 39, 7 through 9.
And it came to pass, after these things, that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in his house. And he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither have he kept back anything from me but thee. Because thou art his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
His contentment. Now, right when he was cast in that hole, they said, let's sell him. So when they pulled him up out that hole, now here it is, they trying to sell him to the Ishmaelites. Man, what y'all doing? I'm not going nowhere, man. Y'all ain't selling me, man. Y'all better get your hands off me. Joseph didn't say a word. He went right along with them. But when he got to Potiphar seen the favor in him. He seen the radiance of God in him. And I'm just paraphrasing. He's like, man, there's just something about this kid, man. You know, and he found favor in the house there. So now here it is, Joseph in this house, Potiphar's house. Potiphar done gave him power, a position, authority over everything in that house except above him, Potiphar. He said, everything else is up under you, Joseph. But we think we the man, wouldn't we? I got it made, man. Look at all this gold and stuff in this house. Look at it. And I'm in charge? Man, I got it going on. Now, ladies, I want to talk to the men for a minute here. Now, how many of y'all, here it is, you got power, authority, a position, nobody's above you but Potiphar. And then here come this woman, this fine woman walking up on you, rubbing all up against you, letting you know, hey, it said no one else was in the house. Everybody was gone. That's why she came at him. It was just y'all two. Come on, fellas, what are we going to do? Hey, man, let's keep it real. Keep it real here. You got power, authority, a position. Ain't nobody in the house. And here she is coming up on you. 9 times out of 10, we're going to lie up on our own understanding. Right along with our emotions, our feelings, our desires, pleasing this flesh. Be all over that woman. But what did he say? The last part of that verse? You keep losing my page.
There's none greater in
that house but him.
Neither has he kept back anything from me but thee. Huh. Because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
He didn't say sin against Potiphar. He didn't say disrespecting that woman. He says the sin against God. Joseph was content from the kid when he was way back at home before he got sold, before his dad sent him to go feed his brothers. He was content to be the youngest out of 12. He was happy. He was content. He probably didn't know much about God, but yet it's just what was inside him. But as he continually goes on, he don't complain about nothing. He was content at everything that happened because there was a purpose for him in his life. There's a purpose for each and every one of us in this room in Christ Jesus. If we just learn to be content in him, we're going to see how it turns out in the long run. Amen. Verse 21.
But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison.
So now here once again, now the lady, his wife came all up on him, and when he ran and got away from her and cut out, she had a piece of his clothes that was ripped. And when Potiphar came home, she lied on him. Oh, he tried to rape me, and then he took off and looked. Ah. Potiphar got mad. Lock him up. Threw him in prison. Man, he didn't do nothing. He done the right thing. But yet the lady lied on him. Now he's done got sent in prison. Situations, circumstances, things pop up in our lives. How are we going to respond? Joseph didn't respond. The jailers favored him. God still gave him favor in the prison. He was locked up, bound, couldn't go nowhere. He was in a bad situation, didn't do nothing wrong. But he never complained. Never complained. Well, if the police officer come here right now and grab one of you and tell me, come on, you're going to jail. Wait a minute, man, I ain't did nothing. It's a natural response. Learning to be content in Christ Jesus. Where I'm at here? All right. The Holy Spirit just takes off and I'll be ready to go. I don't care what kind of situation we can be in. If we just stay faithful to God, you got to stay faithful to God. Just a split fraction of a second, you got to think of God when things pop up and happen in our lives. If not, we'll be leaning upon our own understanding. Anytime you get ready to say something, do something, or react to anything, you hear two voices. First, the Holy Spirit is going to tell you, don't do that. Don't. You know that's not the right thing to do. Go ahead and do it. Won't nobody know. Don't nobody care. Go ahead and do it. And we got to make that decision a fraction of a second when things pop up in our lives. Because the enemy's always there to try to kill, steal, and destroy lives. And we be letting him have his way when we lean upon our own understanding. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to hear no pin drops now. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That sounds like a promise to me. Amen. If I tell you, brother, I'm going to stand right here, I ain't going to never leave you, man. Everywhere you go, I'm going to go. That's a promise. God promised us that. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. If this is a promise, another promise, if he said, I'll supply all your needs, why would you turn your back on him? Why would you try to lean upon your own understanding if he said, I'll supply all your needs? He's going to feed you. He'll clothe you. He's going to protect you. He's going to love you. He's going to comfort you. I'll supply all your needs according to Christ Jesus and his riches and glory. My God, that's a promise. Why would we try to lean upon our own understanding? Ain't nothing. Everything I try to do, my best thinking, got me in trouble. And I thought I was slick. I thought I could do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it like this here. And I better get away with it. Now I'm going to do it like this. Last time I got in trouble, but I'm going to do it like this now. Still leaning upon my own understanding, not being content in my Lord and Savior that said he'd never leave me nor forsake me, saying he'll supply all my needs. I'm not trusting in him. I say I do. I say I love him. I say I submit all to him. But when let that problem situation pop up, oh, yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. We have good examples of how Jesus responded, how the lifestyle that Paul lived, and Joseph as an example of how to be content in Christ Jesus. Everything will turn out fine if we can just be content in all situations. Let go and let God. It seems like that's the hardest thing to do. To let go and let God. Here it is. We always trying to do stuff physically. We the man. I'm the man here. I can fix it. I can do it. Let go and let God. Amen. Try him. He said, try me. Try me. For one thing, he said, pay your tithes. Try me. Pay your tithes and see if I don't open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing so much that you won't have enough room to. Try him. Pay your tithes. Anytime, if you make a dollar, put a dime in the church.
Come on.
Pay your tithes and watch him do it. If he said he'd do it, he'll do it. And if he'd do it, he'd make it good. Numbers 23 and 19 said, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Said, if he said he going to do it, won't he do it? And he said, if he do it, won't he make it good? Promises, 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 promises. There's nothing in the word of God, and they're for you and I. Let go and let God. Genesis 41, 37 through 40. We're going to get to wrapping this up.
And the day was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this? As this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou.
When Joseph got sent to prison for false accusing of messing with his wife, he stayed obedient. He found favor. Two guys from the Potiphar was locked up, and Joseph interpreted both of their dreams. And then he said, when y'all both get out, said, you're going to be restored and you're going to die. And it happened. And then 2 years later, the one that was restored, when Nebuchadnezzar, was it, Pastor? Nebuchadnezzar, when he had a dream and all his men couldn't recite the dream, he said, oh, I know a man, Joseph. Go get him. They went and got Joseph. Joseph came back and interpreted the dream, told him exactly what's going to happen. And then here Potiphar seated, the favor of God was upon him. Once again, he was restored back into the house. And not just that, over all the land. He was in a great position, a mighty, powerful, and high position that God can also do the same thing in your life and my life if we just stay faithful and content. I don't care what comes up in our lives, if we stay content and trust in God just as well as what he done with Joseph, he could do the same thing for you and I. Amen. That's a blessing. Joseph was faithful. He was content in all of his situations. We can receive that same kind of blessings if we just stay content, knowing that the Lord is in control of all things.
Amen.
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 Whether it's with the weather, whether it's the water, the rain, the sunshine, snow, he is able to control all of those elements. He's able to control our lives if we just let go and let God. Stay content in Jesus Christ and receive the blessings stored up for you in your life. God said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. He loved you. If you was the only person in this world, he'd have still died on that cross just for you, just for me. I love him. I'm going to continually be content in him. I hope I encourage you, brothers, that when situations pops up in our lives, learn to be content in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I hope somebody gained a thought.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brothers. Thank you. Amen.